In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was that?
Just checking my, how far I can go.
Ooh. He's going to cross the line this week. Look out for that, guys. Hello and welcome to the Stephen Trice Podcast, Series 3, Episode 18.
Is it 19?
Tom's licky number. This week I'm joined by Ryan Lick.
Ryan!
I was trying to sort of itch your stomach like I would a dog.
All right. And Tom Cooney!
Doesn't sit well with me. You introduce people like are you some sort of circus?
Yeah. Blackpool vibe to that.
And Tom Cooney, boys and girls!
It's like I'm Mr. Tumble
on the podcast.
The thing
about me, is, I look at all of you at once. Eye contact's important to entertainment. Yeah, it's more of a blur when the lazy eye's going. Yeah. So it's like I can see like
peripherals, just shapes and colours.
Yeah.
And Max Smith.
Hey! Hello there!
What shape and what colour are you, Max?
A white blob. I said it first so Ryan wouldn't.
He just thinks you're a bag of marshmallows.
Oh, it's a flump.
Giant flump.
You didn't have to say giant, mate, did you?
Oh, that's cutting.
Bang out of order, mate.
A little bit like me.
That's a harsh mellow.
Hey!
Ryan, how's your week been?
Do you know what? It's been a good week.
Yeah, what have you been doing?
I've been restarted watching Stranger Things. Been rewatching Stranger Things.
Oh, you've been up to Stranger Things? I don't think you can get any stranger. You know what I mean?
Yes, just been rewatching that.
Right, so you're rewatching.
Well, because I've forgotten what happened.
So you've not watched the new stuff.
No, you're rewatching
the old stuff.
Yeah.
This can be more
shit.
Drivel.
Because I'm not going to know what's going on in the new stuff without
the new stuff's out.
What have you been?
There's a big recap.
Watch
a recap.
I want to go through
old
it all again.
Show.
Oh, honestly.
Look, I wanted to reconnect with the characters. You know.
Oh, boring.
Jesus. Boring.
Get over it, mate.
That is boring.
What did you do with your week, Ryan? Yeah. I reconnected with some characters.
Yeah, I did.
Single life, baby.
Hey, baby, want to come back to mine and reconnect with,
my dick.
Tom.
I have actually been thinking about that.
Pardon.
I've really been reconnecting.
I have been thinking about re-downloading Tinder just so I can find someone to go and watch the new Downton Abbey film with.
Oh, fuck.
Just ask me.
Do you want to go and watch Downton Abbey?
Yeah.
Do you want me to do your Tinder for you?
No, really.
Oh, that would be good. That would be good, to be fair. Because not only would you get a girlfriend, but you get content.
And that's what you want, isn't
true,
it?
True, yeah.
And you'll probably get more matches if Stephen does it.
Yeah.
On your own, you won't talk to people. If you do, it'll be dull, boring.
And it's your personality.
Yeah.
And with your looks
as well.
Have
you watched Stranger Things? Can you tell me about the characters? I forget.
Tom, you went to Rhodes.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, Falaraki, party town.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realise.
Oh, sure. Tom Looney didn't realise he was in party town.
Was it a party town before you got there?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, my brother and my dad.
Party boys!
Yeah, that's so true, man.
Yeah, so we just went along quite spontaneously. Did a little 5 days.
That sounds loony.
Very nice. Very hot.
Oh, that's your dad. Damn. Can I put your lotion up, Pa?
Damn, Daddy.
Got a great little tan.
Talk about grease.
That's good.
I didn't go on many family holidays. Did you do anything wild?
Lots of chilling because I needed it. I normally do loads on holiday. I went away to Italy, didn't I? And I come back more tired than when I left. So
yeah, man,
that's the Italian story.
This is it. So
put your feet up.
A lot of chilling. Yeah. Went to a water park. That was good.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, really good.
Did you do a Cameron Green and sort of?
No. I did. I did everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's quite.
Everything.
You can get a bit knocked about on these things. Obviously, as it's put together, all the little creases in the between bits, they nip your skin.
That'll be the water crabs.
Yeah, this is it. They'll warn you about that.
Yeah, or just the cheeky blokes that work there. enjoy your ride.
Can't grab that. Like it would, mate.
I did this kamikaze slide, you know, the one where you... Where you're like come off the slide a bit and then come back on.
Yeah, you get some air.
Yeah, so Devin filmed it from the bottom and I fucking flew off like about four yards in the air. Great. And as I come back down just in time to go into a tunnel, you just hear a massive crack in the tunnel and you're meant to come flying out and there's a bit of a delay and I just come rolling out the bottom. Like, proper bashed my ankle. Last ride of the day as well.
Mate, they had to shut the park afterwards.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Went on a water slide once and it was going.
I love this.
It said at the top there it was like 40 miles per hour. And I was like, that's it. That's pretty
fast.
That's good.
Yeah.
Was this in the UK or abroad?
It was in Costa Rica.
When they do kilometres, then not miles per hour.
Oh, you've been done, mate.
I'll call bullshit if
I'm
I have to.
I'm pretty sure it was miles. Yeah.
Come on, we'll let you finish your story.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
Out of kindness.
It was going down and.
No, it'll be like your story. This is a kamikaze story, mate.
Suck his buds, mate.
I got fucked up, basically. I was just bashing around and then I just came flying out. Yeah. I wasn't even touching the surface at this point. Just a crowd of people watching.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, you narcissist. Probably just enjoying their own day out.
No. I joined them afterwards.
Crowds of people.
Everyone, it is me. It is Reinlock. Yeah.
You joined them afterwards. Go, what was that?
Massive four again.
I just don't think people were expecting it to be as fast.
No, it's better than me to come out. I couldn't believe it. was it one of them that's like a big bowl with a hole in the bottom, so you go into
tube.
It and you're going round it and then you fall out the bottom?
Yeah. No,
great question.
Like horizontal, like.
Well, what a great slide story, Tom.
Nice. Max, you've moved apartments.
Hey. Yeah, real fun, real exciting.
How's that?
It's all right, you know. It's good to, you know, move places.
Yeah.
Get a bit of change of scenery, as they
right.
say.
Oh, that's right. So true.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I'm bored of looking at the same four walls.
Yeah.
Give me four different ones and I'll be happy.
That's nice. Are they all connected?
Yeah, some of them. Ooh, yeah. Fuming though, because the internet's rubbish.
Oh.
And you know me, I'm like a.
You need your internet.
I need my internet, you know.
No.
I love the server web.
The amount of times you've had an argument on this podcast about Tom using the internet and being relying on it,
yeah, different things.
You just experienced
life.
You just
said about the internet,
thing.
You know, being shit is really.
No,
bad.
Because here's the thing though. Here's the thing,
I use the internet.
You don't understand.
What I understand
is that I'm not doing it for a shit segment. I'm doing it because I need to use the internet.
I'm doing it for several shit segments.
My name's Tom Looney and I've just spent about 20 minutes trying to fix my shit segment outside.
Cancel me, I'll keep coming back.
Hello.
Reinventing
my
the same
name
old pile
is Tom
of shit.
Looney and I need 20 minutes to sort out my shit segment, please, guys.
Funniest thing you've ever done.
Great slide story, Tom.
Yeah, I moved house.
Yeah.
Nice. Moving on. At the weekend I went to Liverpool to watch a game of football.
Yeah. How was it?
Good. Nice. First half was really fun. They lost, gutted. But then you just, after about 2 minutes, I was like, oh, well, you know, life goes on.
Yeah.
However, it all kicked off in France because of the French police. And if you're watching French police, I don't like the French anyway, but now you've really miffed my muff. Next time I'm in Saint-Tropez, I'm going to rough that place up, yeah? I'm talking crayons, chalk, writing naughty words everywhere I can.
Oh, God.
You've been warned. And I'll do it in the summer so it doesn't rain. And the next day I went to the parade, the trophy parade, and people were sort of scorning and laughing at that, going, having a parade for only winning two trophies. But you know what? I once celebrated Liverpool signing a really shit player called Joe Cole. So I'm going to celebrate this, you know, 92 points, Champions League final as well. It was great though.
JC.
Getting to see Jurgen Klopp just there. Oh,
sadly, I was leaving.
Did you shout anything?
Yeah, it's fine. No, I just sort of smiled. I thought, I'm above the rest of these people. I'm sort of on this fame ride with you guys. Tip my hat to you. And I said, on your way. Don't stop the bus to chat to me, boys.
Bye, driver.
That's Jürgen Klopp.
As someone waved a flag in front of me and they didn't even see me anyway. Waited 2 hours for that and some fucking dickhead with a flag covers me as they drive past. Really good fun, though.
Yeah.
Proud of me.
It's time for complaints, guys. This one is from Lewis Cook.
Hi, Lewis.
You don't say that yet. James Onward looks quite weak, mentally and physically. This should be changed before you get him on again. Also, IMAX makes me want to go and see a seal clubbing. But with me as the seal, to clear it up, I want to hit myself with a club every time IMAX.
Hope you do, Lewis.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Fucking hell, man.
Fucking good job, Lewis.
Next one.
Thank you, mate.
Subject is IMAX needs sorting out.
Oh,
hello, Stephen, Andy boys. Shout out Max, the Hungry Professor. My complaint is IMAX is becoming bland. Oh. Max no longer has a passion to actually give any proper reviews. Why not review video games, as he obviously loves games like Arkham City? No, I wouldn't really have that. Blah, 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 games, you know.
Great game, though. Plus, they've watched the Twitch, so big up yourself. Thank
and you they've said it's from the pedo in the tree.
Oh.
P.S. Big up Joe. No, this is not the kind
I
of...
take back me saying big up yourself. Retract that.
Big up yourself there.
Big thanks to the pedo in the tree.
Man, tossing me down and up.
Always.
You watch it, man.
Here we got my back.
I do for you.
Hello there. My complaint is that Ryan is not on the podcast every week. When he is on the podcast, I like to imagine I'm him because he talks so little and rarely contributes anything. I can pretend I'm in the room. This immersive experience is phenomenal. However, can only work when Ryan is on the podcast.
Thanks, Lewis.
Still bowled over by Lewis's contribution.
Doesn't talk or listen.
This one is from Jacob Story. I love the big ball energy on the pod. Especially Max. There is so much masculine energy in the room, especially when listening to IMAX. Really makes my day when everyone makes fun of it for being shit.
Oh, fuck me.
Oh, man.
That's fucking devastating, man.
Devastating.
My baby. No, my little baby has been, you know. Imagine if you gave birth to a kid, right? And yeah, everyone's going, woo, wanker, wanker.
This one's more to your taste, Tom.
Okay.
I mean, Max.
Ooh.
This one's from Jacob Sutton.
Big up yourself, Jake.
Stephen. Why on earth do you lot hang around with that Tom Looney bloke? The man's 30-something and wears six silk T-shirts trying to tell me he's not on a list. This guy's robbing a living. Come on, at least Max edits. Dave does that laugh and Ryan's mum gets passed around. Tom, the kind of bloke who plays squash on a Thursday at 6 p.m. Get gone. If he shaves his head, he can stay. There you go.
Wow.
An olive branch.
Yeah.
I guess.
We do have a razor. Should we...
Yeah.
Nah, I mean, this guy's an anomaly.
It's now time for the news.
Hey.
News. Boris Johnson plans to announce imperial measurements that will be revived to mark the Queen's Platinum Jubilee.
So if I went into Subway and said, I'll have a foot long, please, I'll go, I don't know what that is anymore.
That's it. We banned you.
Traitor.
Here we go. Metric is millimetre, centimetre, metre, kilometre. Imperial is inch, foot, yard, mile. So now, Ryan, your penis will be 3 centimetres. Sounds bigger.
So when you say he's announcing this, what do you mean? Like, kind of... So
this is his plans. He's going
to
enforce
to revert
this.
Back to it.
Yeah.
I've looked at which countries use this.
A backward step.
It's like Mexico. I think one in Africa, maybe. One in Asia. And then everywhere else is...
That's frightening.
Metric. Yeah.
Ooh, just for this week?
No.
Forever.
Oh, pint and gallon. That sounds good. See, we say pints anyway, and you're always talking about ounces, so...
Yeah, but we don't think about pints unless we're getting like a pint of
beer.
Don't
tell me how I think, Tom.
Pint of milk.
Yeah.
Pint of milk.
Yeah, well, what?
What are you saying? Stone is imperial.
I just said that. I just said unless we're talking about pint of beer or milk. Outside of that, we don't really use pints, do we?
No, because ounce.
Ounce of milk.
Ounce, pound. We use these words all the time, actually, imperial. Ounce, stone, rhinestone. You see, we are not far away from imperial measurements as it is.
Right now, we are Ryan's colleagues. Should we be worried?
He's such a patriot.
Oh, man. I don't think we should be worried. I think we should be excited.
Oh, I'm horny, baby!
Clip that.
Just that one line.
Straight from Bido in the tree.
No, that's not going to happen, mate.
I've got a horny baby. It works great.
Clip that up as well.
No.
Hey, you say something, Ryan.
Horny baby.
The new series of Love Island is starting soon. It might actually might have begun by the time this goes out, and it'll have the first ever deaf contestant. Right. She has an earpiece. Death.
You have been sentenced to death.
You didn't find love within a week. That'd spice things up.
Everyone on the island has to find love or they're executed. I would watch that.
Ryan, they have people included throughout the series, you know, late in introductions. You're single.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Sod off Tinder.
Yeah.
Get on Love Island.
To be fair, yeah.
Does it have to be Casa and Moore?
Yeah.
No.
I don't think I could be on it for a whole
The great thing about them is they... why? racial outbursts. Yeah,
yeah. They've got a lot of plant pots over there. You'll be fine.
Would you go on it if you were offered the opportunity?
Yeah.
Would you?
Wow. Yeah, wow. If it's a week, a week where we're doing the podcast and you're on it.
I couldn't say no.
Look, you could say no.
When it comes to love, you can say no.
Yeah, I know. But Love Island.
Yeah, no.
Do it for the money. And
oh, what? No money is guaranteed.
Is it not?
No. What would you do if no women were interested or they're all coupled up?
Yeah.
And the producer came over and said, Ryan, people are loving you, but we've only got one spare guy who's gay. I'll spice it up. It's your dad.
And he's like, I need the money.
But no one knows it's your dad.
No.
Just you.
You know.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even know you're...
So even if it wasn't my dad, I probably wouldn't do it.
Probably,
really?
Though.
I didn't
think about
it. It's the week of the final.
If I know you, money talks, and you are terrible.
That money is singing, man.
Yeah.
I
How much to wank off your dad on Love Island?
In the dark, though. These big questions.
Yeah. No, one sees
it. You keep adding things. Like,
it's in the dark, that's a good thing.
I'm still wanking off my dad.
In broad fucking daylight. Do you prefer that?
Okay. You've won Love Island.
That's amazing.
Think about how much the winners get anyway in terms of brand deals. But you're the first gay contestant to win Love Island. Yeah. That is big news.
It's amazing.
Think of the deals you're going to get from
that. No, I completely
agree. You're going
to be a poster boy. I completely agree.
All you have to do is wank your dad off.
Yeah, I know, but then I would have to
And no one else knows it's your dad?
But then I'd have to continue being gay.
No, because you could break up with him afterwards.
Yeah. They all do.
Yeah,
I know, but then, you know, what I might...
So you want to stay with your dad?
You want to stay wanking
your
dad
off?
I'm just not going to go into it anyway.
Think of your wrist.
Carpal tunnel, mate. Dangerous.
Yeah. Just do it once and be done with it.
No.
If you don't want to hurt your wrist, you should
smell.
I think it would be bad if then, you know, it came out that, actually...
But it never would. Yeah,
but if it came out, that's the whole point of it, mate. How are you doing it? Frigid.
You won't wank your dad off, Frigid.
Anyway, great slide story. It's now time for our first Schmegment.
Hey.
Max's football round.
It's the end of the season now.
Oh, no!
Yeah. Would you sum it up?
Call me a Liverpool supporter in France because tears are streaming out of my eyes and I'm very upset that the season's over.
Lovely analogy. Thanks. Season, pepper spray.
Yeah.
There you go. Do you reckon you could put that on chips?
No. It's now time for another segment.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Robbie Williams is left fuming when his children wake him up by pouring water on him after he slept in until midday.
Robbie Williams, yeah. Port Vale got promoted, didn't he?
It's the last segment, so.
I know, but it's happy for him.
Yeah. You're happy for him.
Yeah,
he's fuming. He's fuming.
And wet.
Ryan!
He just got water thrown over.
Why are you talking about and wet? Yeah.
Just, that's his kids.
Yeah, he made that weird,
fucking
man.
Kids.
Oh, they threw water over him. Of course
they're not like you and your dad
wet.
Trying to make money on an island.
I don't think he's there.
Scam the nation on Love Island.
I think that would have been fun for him.
He's left fuming, mate.
He's furious.
To the press
you said
about
fuming.
It.
And he's hating his kids now. Him and his kids are going to have an awful relationship.
I don't like that.
Your head's gone west ever since James Ormond interrupted you on this.
Sorry.
Let's get back in the game. Shall I give you another news story?
Yeah.
Okay.
Liam Payne from One Direction was caught saying a few choice things about his fellow One Direction bandmates.
No love lost there.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Yeah, the water slides, man.
It's now time for our third segment. I'll tell you what, Ryan got it spot on. I don't think you were there, Tom.
No, Ryan won.
Got it.
George
Bush, yeah. Let's have it.
What? Yo,
they want to know. Quote from...
Come on. I think the guy's a dick.
Jubilee, the Queen's at a press conference. The Queen talking about Prince Andrew.
Piers Morgan.
Oh, I was going to go Kevin Hart.
Close. It's Liam Payne, who was on a podcast recently.
The Logan Paul one.
Yeah.
Oh, I just referenced
who do you think? Yeah.
Zayn Malik.
Really?
But it's just One Direction boys.
Those boys fell out.
Yeah. It's sad.
Let bygones be bygones.
Yeah. I'm sort of thinking,
who's still friends out of all them lot?
Great question. I think Niall's friends with all of them, the cheeky Irish one.
Yeah.
Are they still together? Or not?
No, they quit.
Damn it, Ryan. Damn it.
I don't know, mate.
Do you not read Teen Vogue?
Why are you opening up old wounds, yeah? I don't mean your mother's legs, man.
Didn't realise.
Have you not realised? We've been living in a one directionless world.
There's only one direction you're heading in, and that's south.
Prison, man.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, South Prison.
Still a great segment, guys.
Yeah, cheers for listening.
It's now time for You Laugh, You Lose.
Hey.
Oh, so early on. I was not prepared.
I got Tom with Tommy Trifle. That was a funny Tom.
That was very funny.
Very funny. Really clever.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll be that funny. I think it'll be
just
all right.
Tom in it.
If he's repeating that old character he did, yeah. Tell us when to start.
Oh, you keep going.
Yeah, not that.
Oh, hello and welcome back to QVC. I'm Barry Womble, and welcome to another episode of What's in Me Bag. Have a look. Oh, what a find we have here today. Thrown out by a maniac, no doubt. Margarine. This stuff's the dog's fucking bollocks. Not only is it delicious, but it's got so many uses. I use it as a moisturiser myself. People say to me, Barry, how do you look so young? Not a day over 50. I'm only 42, but with the life I've lived, I'll take that.
It was after the 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah, I could see it gone. So the joy went from my eyes.
That was really good, though.
That was good, man.
I was not expecting.
QVC, I love a QVC joke.
Barry Womble nearly got me.
You know.
Oh.
Wait, so I didn't lose then?
You technically laughed first.
Yeah.
But I laughed after the 30.
But Tom waited about five.
I didn't realise you started.
Start.
I thought you were going
to
give me a nod.
No, Max, it looks like it's you, mate. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm
that's
sorry,
not
man.
Fair.
Yeah.
No, mate, I'm highly allergic.
Really?
Are you? To what?
Bad comedy.
Barry Womble.
No, it's good, mate.
Yeah.
The dedication with the cheeks. It's now time for our talking point. This is a great part of the show where I ask a question to begin the poddy. My question for you guys is, it's a two-parter. First one, what's the most you've made yourself laugh? I can give you a little story whilst you think. What made me think of this was, the other day, Zoe was throwing out a load of her old knickers, and I pretended to be outraged, saying, there's kids in Africa who are dying for underwear. No, I really enjoyed the idea of a celebrity with a load of old underwear just dressing up these kids in third world countries in lingerie. Just Just posing with them, like Dara O'Brien. Just at a school. Look, there's a zip on that crotch.
Feel the breeze. Feel the breeze.
So I was just laughing at
what
that.
What does she do? Did she throw them away or?
Oh, Max, they're gone, all right? The character.
Sorry, can we go back there? Have these been thrown?
Can I check the bin shoe? It's not from what you just
it's
said.
It's down in the car park, right?
When did the bins go up? No, that's bad.
I haven't got any tissue.
What do you mean it's bad? That's bad.
I don't know. That's good.
I was saying it made me laugh.
Yeah.
I was making myself laugh with the thought of it.
I make myself laugh all the time. I'm just constantly just. I'll just imagine.
You guys wouldn't understand.
It's mainly because of you two. I just imagine. I just like sometimes when I kind of give stupid odds to people, it doesn't really matter that they're not going to do it because I've had the little thought in my head and I can chuckle to myself. But,
you can see it with Tom as well because he chuckled. Yeah, yeah. You're saying chuckling to yourself.
I just imagine you two in strange situations.
Who?
You and Ryan.
I thought you meant
not together. Just different random stuff.
That's yes. Yeah. At least you're thinking of us.
Yeah.
That's it, man.
You know,
we should hang out more.
I think it's well. I make myself laugh quite a lot.
You should make someone laugh.
I mean, obviously, I'm.
Oh no!
No!
Oh, shit, man.
Forget Blood Brothers. Your margarine, something. Mate,
just rub it in, man.
Lick it off.
I'm
come on.
Lick off Tom's weird butter.
It's delicious.
Tom's weird spread.
Rub it in.
No, it's good. That's good for your skin, mate.
Yeah, it's good.
Fantastic.
Did you listen to Barry Womble? So you make yourself laugh when?
Yeah. So I think when I
do you make yourself laugh at work?
So if I'm not, not really.
Just miserable.
Just so if I'm.
Do you want to laugh?
Singing or dancing in the flat, Home Alone, or whatever.
Singing and dancing.
Well,
so you're watching Home Alone and you're singing and dancing.
And if I catch, this is an example.
In the rain.
Or in the shower, and I catch myself in the mirror.
Your broken shower. The acoustics.
Sometimes I'll look at myself and go, oh, fucking idiot. Right? Yeah. And then I'll
fly me to the moon.
Just doing the rumba in your living room. Pissing yourself.
In my head, I'm picturing like
I'm
a really
fucking mental.
So funny.
Get in it.
Tom, you lived with Ryan.
Yeah.
How often would you hear him dancing around,
Stephen,
laughing?
Stephen, literally never.
You didn't hear just like a couple of quick taps and then just.
Believe it or not, I do actually sing a dance while.
Yeah, believe it or not, I choose not to believe.
Despite the silence and lack of movement, I'm always singing and dancing. When I'm not laughing, I'm singing.
Oh man!
Well, I was going to say it's when I catch myself doing.
Yeah.
It's when I'm in the zone, you know.
What's troubling me, Ryan, is you do these sort of musical theatre things.
Mm.
I worry that when you go to audition, you're just going to be pissing yourself.
Maybe.
Because you'll be aware of what you're doing.
Yeah.
Unless you just lose yourself in the moment.
Yeah. Well, I don't...
That's normally what gets you, isn't it?
I don't take it too seriously, you know?
That's life, though, isn't it, man?
Yeah, if I'm dancing around in my flat...
I'm just tossing off me pops.
When I say dancing, I don't mean like, I'm getting angry that I'm not doing a routine right.
I didn't think you were.
Right.
No, that's, we didn't.
No, we just thought dance.
What's going on with this guy? When I catch myself just dressing down my movements going, Ryan, you're a fucking idiot. You call that a two-step? What am I like? Nothing like a harsh critique of my own movement that gets me giggling.
To be a fly on that wall.
What's that, Dave? You're working all day. I'm in for a treat. Reaches for his dancing shoes. You're a weird boy, Ryan. Max, when do you laugh at yourself?
Yeah, just sometimes, mate. It's good to laugh, isn't it?
Go on.
Has there been any laughter on your Twitch so far?
It's been a laugh.
I mean, that's the worst quote to have on your...
There has been a laugh.
It's been a laugh. It's done now. I'm trying. So that's what makes us laugh. Me, it's people in the third world wearing lingerie. Ryan is a little sing and dance in the kitchen. Tom is picturing Max in precarious situations, and Max sometimes.
I mean, when you put it like that.
My second part to that was, what's the most you've laughed at something? Oh, this is put to me by my brother-in-law. And my answer was a few years ago, Max called me up and we had like an hour-long conversation, but midway through it we went on a totally different course and then Max was a character who picked up his phone. And he just went, it was some sort of ridiculous voice, something like that. And I was sat on the toilet because I had to run to the bathroom and I just started pissing.
Yeah, man. On the phone as well.
Yeah, I was laughing that much. It was just a really weird character. I didn't speak for about 5 minutes. Max was doing two parts of this conversation.
I don't think I'd spoken to someone for so long then.
Because he used to pretend your phone had got stuff. And the thief would then speak to me and know intricate details about my life. Yeah, they'd get
fun.
Me.
Yeah, good times. Good times.
I can't remember like exactly what was said or what.
I can't remember what I was singing.
It was in second year uni and we were all in your room, like you, me and Stephen.
Oh, all of us were we?
Sorry.
Yeah, fine, Ryan.
No, this was a nice occasion.
But like I said, I don't know what was said, but I just remember being in, like my stomach was killing.
Yeah.
Maybe you'd just eaten something wrong.
Yeah, maybe.
Your IBS flaring up.
Stuff happening to you is the funniest thing.
I've just been punched in the stomach.
I loved your abusive stand-up character that we did.
Abusive stand-up character.
It was like when we would play games or quizzes, and the forfeit would be like, I have to come in and do some stand-up.
Yeah.
I don't know, just when you're
really,
drunk and
really
you do
hostile,
stupid stuff.
Hostile stand-up character you did, who just did audience interaction with abuse.
Oh yeah,
I mean not that. That's a bad example because that wasn't that. It was all right, but
that's good.
Yeah, it's good.
Solid. Yeah.
Yeah. Stuff like that just really makes me laugh.
Do you have one?
Talking points. No, not apologies.
Go on, Max.
Would you rather have taste buds all over your body except for your bum, or
fuck off?
Taste buds in your bum.
Can I eat from my...
That wouldn't work because you...
I don't want to eat through my...
Because you sure...
No.
There's an obvious choice
there,
isn't
they're just taste buds, but...
Right.
You still have to eat through your mouth.
It'll taste the shit if it's in your bum, won't it?
I know, but if it's everywhere, then it'd still be grim, mouth. Wouldn't it? No. Like, I'm not saying you eat through your ass. I'm just saying you just got taste buds either all over your body... Except for your bum, or you've got taste buds in your bum.
Because otherwise, I'm just going to taste shit.
Yeah.
Constantly,
but surely, I mean, that is true.
What are you doing day to day?
That is true.
But,
because even your body's exposed to the elements.
Yeah.
What kind of elements are you exposing yourself to?
Imagine if you trip over your... Oh, dirt.
What's worse than shit?
Give me poo, though.
Shit.
How dirty is your ass?
Why are you rolling in muck?
It's healthy, all right?
What's good for your ass?
Why have you had to move?
Shit still comes out of it.
Yeah, like once a day. Or twice. I don't know how regular you are.
Once a day. You know, how many times are you getting horrendous things on your body that are going to taste like shit?
At least four.
And then when you fart, taste it in your mouth.
Yeah, you'd be like, ooh, I remember that.
And what if you shit a couple of times a day?
I didn't know we were doing talking points, all right?
Can I point out that Joe McGrath has a new podcast that we've spoken about.
Sloppy Joe.
He's got a Patreon for it. And one of the tiers on the Patreon that you can pay for is Joe pooing himself stories. So imagine that being one of the sort of, I guess, intriguing factors to get customers in. I'll talk about me shitting my pants. Joe's done that here for free, guys.
Yeah.
I like the thought of him running out of stories.
Having to make new stories.
Joe, put down your prune juice and just...
just take a ton of laxatives and see what happens.
We got 5 new people. I need to go out and
just
some...
plan a really busy day. I don't know where it's going to happen, but it's going to happen.
I think it happens a lot with Joe.
It has so, to if it's a tear.
We play football and he's always looking at the clock and just not really moving. And he's just like, yeah. I go, Joe, what's up? And I say, I need a poo. I'm debating having a poo. That means he's already shat himself a bit.
Yeah.
Oh. Prairie dogging.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah. Any other talking points? I think I forgot to ask you guys.
What was yours, Tom?
I was thinking like have you got any like bad pains that you're used to now, but the first time it ever happened was a bit like, a bit frightening?
It's a sharp shock in my stomach.
Yeah.
Is that
cool?
First time I ever got cramp. That was
really yes,
painful.
Cramp. Yeah. I hate cramp.
Yes,
it was in my toe, and it just started, you know, going really hard and weird. I was like, oh my god, what's going on? My mum was just there laughing at me, and I was just like, ma,
wanker, look at my toe.
It's getting really,
really,
that's really scary. Aggressive.
Was your mum like that?
And she was just stood there frozen.
I was
no
in
doubt.
Pain, and I didn't know what the hell was going
this,
on.
This woman gave birth to you. She pushed your forehead out of her vagina.
Yeah,
what's happening?
Yeah, the other night.
Get out! Throwing my glasses on the floor. I'm sorry. Wasn't taking me seriously.
Your glasses on the floor.
I was like, mum, what's this?
I'll give you someone to take seriously.
Fuck that spongy carpet.
Stephen lies. Stephen, sweet little lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
This week we're going old school Stephen lies. Tom is the detective.
Yeah, man. Axe you first.
My uncle lost my favourite frisbee in the River Thames.
Angry. Go on, Stephen.
Today, whilst we were filming, I snuck some bird poo into your bag.
And Ryan?
Baggers and mash for tea.
Plain Stephen lies, right?
Yeah, but that's my opening headline.
That's so vague.
Headline.
Oh, okay.
Clickbait article.
What the fuck is this?
Imagine seeing that.
When we were filming today, I took James Ormerod's
I mean, somewhere in between what you did before and this.
I put a sausage and mash in your bag.
What? A sausage in your mash? Sausage. You turn the line, mate. You're all over the place.
I'll start with you.
I put your sausage in his mash. Your Honor.
So the meal that I witnessed Stephen buy for James, you put that in my bag?
Yeah. I did it when we were in the last room.
What last room?
The Peel building, when you were playing around with football. James was fiddling with the camera. It was about 2 minutes before I gave you your keys.
Yeah, but my stuff was behind me, near the wall.
Yeah, that's why I did it.
You weren't over there.
That's why I did it.
It's when I was getting changed.
He turned his back on his
we'd finished filming.
No, I know, but all my stuff was behind me. My coat was on the chair and my bag was on the back wall. That was like in a corner on its own. Everything else was on the other side of the room.
My stuff was on the back as well.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. It was in the middle.
I know where your bag was because I put the mash in there.
Really?
Why would you do that, Ryan? Why'd you do that?
Are you kidding?
To be honest, I mainly did it for James's reaction and then I kind of forgot about it.
Hold on, I spent £3.19 on that as a
and
nice
I'm pretty
treat.
Sure, you know, James, before he left, said he was looking forward to his bangers and mash for tea.
You've ruined a poor man's evening.
That was frozen.
I'm sure
as well.
He still had them.
He's probably in tears now, looking at that moustache. Wait till he finds out about his dinner. That's something I'd do, mate. That's not.
Yeah, that's bang out of order.
Odd.
I didn't even realise that as your little title. Yeah. I did something bang out of order. That's great.
And you put bird poo in my bag.
Yeah.
And was that?
When we were out playing football, I think you were doing some. You were kicking around with Max and James. He was crossing the ball in. And you probably didn't notice, I caught a pigeon. I opened up your van, just squeezed.
Like a bottle of mayo.
Yeah. Dirty mayo, I called it.
You're right, I didn't notice this.
And it was just going. And I sort of, like a Mr. Whippy one. and then Max nipped off to the shop and got a flake, and I just popped that in.
Yeah, man.
And I said, why are we going to do that? It's
just where I got the flake from.
And I was distracted because Max was playing football with me.
Oh, fuck, that was a lie then.
Go on, Max, what's yours?
So whilst you weren't looking, my uncle asked me to borrow my frisbee, my favourite one that I won.
That was today?
Well, I wasn't looking.
You weren't even there.
I have had my eye off the ball today.
And the frisbee.
Hey!
Get him, Ryan.
And my uncle, he comes over and goes, wow, give me that frisbee.
Where's he from?
South somewhere. Give him the frisbee.
South Africa?
Yeah.
I did the voice.
Hello, Max. Can I borrow your frisbee? No. I've had vocal surgery, so I don't sound like I normally do. That's a busy day for you.
That's what he said.
Yeah, and he took it and he just went, watch this, and he flung it, right? And then he showed me a GPS of London, and you can see the frisbee going to the Thames.
I hope he doesn't hit my bloody pigeon, mate.
No, it did.
It did.
Yeah. Shit,
the shit out of him in London in your bag.
So you put that in my bag?
Yeah. I realise it's probably a stupid thing to do now because you can't even eat it.
It just doesn't seem a very you thing to do. You're kind of like the opposite of pranks.
I know.
And
you're pranked.
Yeah. And you'll only do something really tame if you're like kind of goaded into it. There was no reason for you to do that.
Sort of prank two people as well, because Ormrod's at home.
Yeah, and you're antagonising a vegan.
But it was in Ormrod's...
It was mainly for Ormrod, to be honest. But then I just went, look.
I would have noticed you go over to my bag. Because it was on its own in the corner. I would have noticed you take that thing out.
You're telling me when, you know, you were playing football.
Not properly. Football, it was a small room. We're all together.
That was a real game. I would.
Kicking the balls at each other.
Went through your belongings as well, man. Your privacy. You could have had anything in there.
All those Magnum condoms.
Okay, what was in my bag?
Great chocolate ice cream condoms.
What? You're not going to tell me that?
No.
Why would you? You're not going to tell me what was in my own bag? You opened my bag up to put it in. What was in there?
You got a coat.
Coat's not in the bag, mate.
He said his coat was on the chair.
Ah.
So which bit did you put it in?
Middle bit.
The middle bit. The main section.
Yeah.
I think that's a bit rude, really.
Bang out of order, mate.
It is a bit odd.
It is rude.
Oh, so I didn't... Do you know, I keep saying that.
I think you're lying.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, because if you've done that...
I hope you're lying.
It's horrible. Yeah. I spent good money on that meal.
Yeah.
For James...
Yeah.
Look at him. We've even established he's a weak boy.
Yeah, and if I've not known that's in there as well. That's been bashed around all day.
That's a hate crime.
You are vegan. You're vegan.
With pork sausage.
Yeah. No, I am.
So I could have meat juices leaking all over my bag. You've got an expensive laptop in there.
Oh,
you're a dickhead.
Fuck you, man.
You're a dickhead.
I'm actually fuming for you.
Yeah,
I'm fuming.
I'm angry now.
Sorry. I mean, yeah.
You're a prick.
Grade A prick, mate.
Get out.
I'll clean up.
Get out.
Yeah?
Yeah, you've been told.
Scum.
Ruin the segment.
Sorry. I'm actually worried for Ormrod now.
I can't wait to see what lovely meal he's snuck into my back. It was Tegli-Telly. It's now time for viewers' embarrassing stories. should we have our embarrassing podcast member back? Ryan?
Hello. Have we finished stealing
Liza? Yeah, you're a prick.
Yeah, not bad.
To even think about doing that.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what to do with it.
The lie was too far.
To lie to a vegan that you snuck meat products into his bag.
Yeah, no.
I don't see where the joke is.
Yeah.
Sorry,
but,
mate.
Alas.
Squeeze and pull out of a pigeon. It's good fun.
That is funny.
And that bit about your uncle.
Yeah, he's fun, yeah. But that is...
Yeah. Bang out of order.
Oh, no.
Whoa!
Shut up and sit down. We have a joke thief that needs to be punished pronto.
Just fucking got here.
That was Max's
Jesus
great quip
Christ.
That he said not once but twice.
I said it nearly three times, probably.
Yeah, he was about to be punished.
What, that's a common saying. Everyone says that.
No, everyone
they
says it.
They do. I say it all the time.
Kim Jong-un's probably never said it.
Oh.
He doesn't speak English, mate.
Anyway, it's time for the viewers' embarrassing moments. This one is from Scotty B 453. For my embarrassing story, it all begins with going back to a ladies after a night clubbing. Seal clubbing, am I right? We go back to hers and start getting the old salsa of the night rocking. Is this you, Ryan? Watch me dance and laugh.
That with someone.
We're having a laugh, aren't we? I know I am. Oh, watch the hob. But just before anything happens, I go to the toilet to freshen up. As I'm still pretty drunk, I can't find the light switch, so try to find the toothpaste in the dark. Yikes.
Oh, boy.
I found it, ate a bit, thought it tasted really terrible. I thought it's a special one for sensitive teeth or something, and went back to it. The next morning, I left with my mouth being numb, but thought it was the weird toothpaste still. When I get home, I get a message from the girl saying, why is there Veet hair removal cream all over her bathroom sink and floor? Turns out I'd eaten her hair removal cream rather than toothpaste and smothered it over her bathroom. I mean, why would you do that with toothpaste anyway?
I'll brush my teeth in a bit of the cabin.
One for me, one for you.
I couldn't taste for like a week. I couldn't look at her the same. Scotty B. I mean, at least you couldn't taste that pump, am I right, Ryan? Yeah. That's your dinner you're always making. Hey!
Wouldn't have that issue if your taste buds were in your bum.
Great point. Yeah. If you're on Dragon's Den, that is the sort of rapport that you'd get where Deborah Meaden would go.
Yeah, and she gives me 10
years at home, I nodded.
Fuck fucking hell, I hate this segment.
This is not IMAX. This is a new segment that he's calling his game show. Don't know if we have a name for it yet.
It's Wax Max. Wax Max, maybe. You've got to Wax Max, maybe, if you lose the quiz.
So if we lose, we wax you.
But if... No, if you win the quiz, you wax me. But if you lose, then you get waxed.
No, not
hold on,
doing that.
Hold on, you said...
It's Wax Max, yeah, exactly. Maybe, no, if you get it wrong. Because if you don't get it wrong.
Because you lost a quiz that I did and you refused to shave your eyebrow.
It's free wax strips. And there's free sound effects.
I'll do it.
Ryan?
I don't know.
Do we get to choose where we get waxed?
Arms or legs? Nowhere else.
I'll do it.
Oh, okay. Fucking, oh.
Right, so there's free sound effects.
Yeah.
From when I've been waxed in the videos or wherever.
Ooh.
And you've got to guess where the sound clip is from.
Nice.
If you get it right...
It's going to be a long running set.
Can you remind us of the three videos?
No.
It's going to be
all
me. Sorry, is only one of them from you being Max?
Me being Max.
From a video?
No, they're all from videos or whatever.
Oh, I've just got to guess right.
Can I ask a question, please?
Yeah.
Because there's three, how do we decide who's going for each one?
Which, I mean, it's up to you.
It's up to you. You're the quizmaster.
Yeah. If you want to buzz in,
on a
then you can.
If you don't want to buzz in,
then don't worry about it. Yeah.
Okay, but once you've done one, you're out or in.
It's up to you. Okay. Like, it's you know.
Should I play the first one?
Yeah. Clip one.
Oh fucking hell!
Oh, for fuck's sake! So I know. I mean, I know.
Got to name the video.
I've got to name the video.
Yeah.
I need to listen to the others to be able to.
The thing is, the problem is that I don't remember the video. I know the scene. I know the room it was in. I know the setup.
It's Wax Max. I think Wax
it's
Max.
The one where it's the one in the room we were in today.
Yeah,
that's the one on the massage table.
I don't know,
because the music's on.
I don't think he's getting a.
I think. Can I say what I think it is?
Yeah,
of course you can.
Yeah, I should hope so. It's the one, you know, where you get that fire extinguisher and you're like a one for the chode.
You going with that?
But I don't know what the video is called.
I think that was like the first bloopers.
So are we going with that? Is Ryan going with that?
Oh, do I not have to choose to answer?
You've gone. This is it. Okay.
Yeah, you've gone. Fuck.
Yeah. Okay, there we go.
Just
is what it is now.
Is it something to do with movie sequels? Worst movie sequels?
I think so.
Low budget movie.
And I was right, wasn't I? It's the one.
Yeah,
in that.
Yeah, that's why I was so annoyed when we went in that room. You're like, oh, Max got waxed in there. I was like, no.
And the blooper is where he goes, oh, you cunt.
Yeah.
Oh. Right, clip number two.
That's annoying. That's really annoying.
It's the blooper from that sketch.
Yeah,
that's right. The one.
Yeah. So it's the blooper from Low Budget Movies.
Yeah.
The one for Ryan.
So annoying that you just said it.
So this one is for you. Ready?
Kind of got the first one right.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, there's only two waxings that I'm aware of, and that's both of the ones that have already been. I don't even know if I was present for this one.
I mean, this one's tricky.
I feel like it was possibly I know another
waxing. Would I
be aware of this other waxing?
Yeah. The one I'm thinking of is a podcast not too long ago where we did a punishment for...
Yeah.
I think it was Ryan was being punished or whoever got waxed. And then Max took a punishment later on in that podcast. Yeah. I can't think of the episode.
It's the one where Dave got waxed as
it's
well.
It's in the old studio, the one.
With Joe's.
Yeah. Oh, Dave's neck got done. And then Max did some, I think.
Because I remember I did Dave's neck.
So we need the video.
Wax, man. He's got no fucking chance.
I guess guess an episode.
I don't remember a fucking episode. We were in the room. It was the one closest or it's furthest from the door.
Can you get within three episodes of the number? There you go. So if it's episode 9 and you guess 6, you get it.
You think it's recent?
I think it's, yeah. I think it's series 3.
Oh, I'll go episode 7, season 3.
So, if it's between 4 and 10, Tom avoids it.
It's going to really hurt my arms.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
What is it?
Episode 6.
Hey!
It's Wax Max. No!
That's 2 for you.
Yes! No!
Do you know what? This is a great new segment.
Do you know what? It's, I hope you enjoyed the segment. It's not over yet.
So you're going to do this every week?
Well, no, I can't do it every week now. I can't come up with it.
Max every week.
Right, I'm changing my segment every week now.
All right, okay.
That was good, though.
Next week, we've got Maxie's Taxis.
Yeah. Hold on, do you get two on each one?
You get two, yes.
Oh.
Two.
I don't need to
Fuck off, I'm not having four.
Yes, you said, you put it out there, mate. Right?
No!
You didn't.
No!
Two on each arm.
Right. Okay, I'm never doing Wax Max ever again. All right, this is over. The next week's Wax Max would just be this.
I'm gonna do yours too.
Oh, for fuck's sake, man. Hey, guys.
Ready to go?
I just want to say, just before this happens, because this is going to be fucking killer.
Do you want to pull one? Or do you want to do it?
To everyone that enjoyed IMAX, I'm sorry it's gone, but hopefully I can come up with some great segments like this.
This one's fun. I'm loving this one. I don't know about you, Tom. I'm loving this.
I fucking hate this.
Yeah, I mean, you're so sadistic, Max.
It wasn't meant to be this way.
You didn't think this was going to happen?
No! Imagine. I thought everyone would have one. I'd be there going, Wax, Max.
Really? Oh, fuck.
You ready?
Fuck this! No!
Should we do Ryan first? Just so you can watch.
Yeah, okay, okay.
This is what would happen if we didn't get them right.
The burn!
Just do it, Tom. And don't do it again. Just do it once.
3, 2, 1.
Great one, mate.
Fuck that. That's right. Just do the other one. Really? And then we'll do Ryan.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, you fucking knobhead.
Wax Max.
He loves his new segment.
Come on.
Just put your hand there.
Oh, Jesus.
You ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Oh,
yeah. That's lovely.
Wax Max. No, I don't want that, Tom. Don't do that. Don't even think that. That's not funny, Tom.
Oh, wait, should I do Ryan first, then you can sing that?
Matt's can sign as well.
That's fun. That's lovely.
I'm so glad I guessed. I just guessed the
fucking
episode.
Seven.
I was going to go.
Seven.
I was going to go for an earlier season as well. And you're like, I think it's recent. Oh, maybe it might be.
It's Wax Max. I can't even look.
That's beautiful.
God damn it.
Great technique, Tom.
I hope you like the segment. I'm done.
That looks good, man.
Yeah. Yeah. it takes your eye away from this shit tattoo.
I'm just going to go and bin these because they're making me a bit sick, all these wax strips.
New segment next week, Max Strips.
For fuck's sake.
Hello, dude.
Hello, mate. Hello, you're right.
My name's Alan Blump. Nice to meet you, Alan.
How's it going, Alan?
It's going really well. Thank you.
How do you get in here?
Come off through the door.
Does it make sense?
Well, okay.
Can I help you, sir?
I was just wondering, interesting dress code.
It's not a dress, is it?
Interesting outfit you've picked today.
Thank you, it's a vest.
A vest, yeah, I can see that.
You've maybe just been somewhere warm.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Why are you here today, Alan?
Great question, sir. Allow me to answer in my own time. Well, unfortunately, guys, I am a holiday rep who has been sent home in disgrace.
Oh, you're kidding.
I hate when that happens.
It's all too common these days.
Yeah.
What holidays are you representing?
The deep,
man.
The deep south of Libya.
Deep south Libya. Yes.
And why were you disgraced? What happened?
They called me a disgrace because of what I was offering the locals. I don't know much about Libya. Don't know about you.
Not that much, no.
You got a compass on your arm, wasn't that poor fella?
That doesn't work.
Did your arm work?
Yeah.
Whoa. Sorry. It's a fucking guess.
Jesus.
Get out.
Don't talk to him, bro.
Yeah, do you want to leave, mate?
Fuck off.
Fucking
hell.
You said I'm a little bit riled up, you know.
It's an interesting post in Libya, the deep south of Libya. What's out there?
Well, you know, mate, I couldn't get into certain European countries. You need a passport. A great fella took me. Can you fuck off?
I like this Alan Blum guy. He takes control.
I got taken to Libya.
Okay.
On a cracking pedalo. Yeah. I was meant to be doing Club 1830.
Oh.
You know, a lot of parties.
Yeah, man.
A lot of drinks out of plastic buckets.
Yeah. Girls, guys, you know.
Yeah, just doing the thing. Both of those.
Yeah, that's it, you know.
And I was there. I was in Libya. It was my first time touring, you know, doing the tour, doing the season.
Yeah, of course.
It turns out it was stoning season in Libya. They bloody turned on me. I'm there stood with, you know, loads of vests for the boat party. Push out of a pedalo. They just started lashing pebbles at me, claiming to be skimming rocks. Yeah. Turns out they were furious. And I was trying to take the youngsters onto my pedalo and getting them drunk.
Well, obviously, there's no sea in the south of Libya.
So. I mentioned that I built a massive bridge from the deep south of Libya.
Well, you're a magic builder.
You should have opened with that, Alan.
I don't like to boast. I mean, the amount of interviews I've had about this big fucking bridge, you know. I say, build a bridge and get over it. That's what I say to them.
Hey, Ryan, come back in. You'll never guess.
I built a big bridge.
You've got a big bridge.
Just feel that energy, just sort of do a massive dip.
Yeah, do you know what, actually?
Probably leave, mate.
Tell me more.
Oh, God. Do you do tours?
Yeah.
You see? Why did you get sent home in disgrace?
Sit down, man.
Take a pew.
Sometimes.
What do you mean sometimes? You either do or you don't.
Just disgraced with myself eternally. Like, I didn't think I did a show as good as I could have.
So you send yourself home.
Well, I guess I go home.
Right, okay.
I leave home.
Anyway, Alan Blump and the big bridge. So I build this bridge from the south to the deep south of Libya. All the way to the African Sea.
Yep.
And the locals, it took a long time to get over that bridge. Yeah. By the time they got there, they were knackered. They were frigging bored as well.
Yeah. But at least they had a great pedalo at the end.
There's only so many times you can do. Yeah, we like to drink with Tony or whatever they were called.
Yeah. Shout out the pedalos.
I'm trying to get everyone on a good time. Yeah. Get them all making out with each other. A couple of fingers going in holes they should be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sounds like one of your shows, Ryan.
What is this? You do sex shows in Amsterdam?
Sure.
I'll be looking to get a piece of that cake.
Either do or you don't.
What's he like?
It's... Okay, right, I don't do sex shows in Amsterdam.
Oh.
Just to clarify.
Sure you don't. Tell me about the peep shows.
Great.
What'd you do in them?
What?
I want specifics and details.
No, we're answering you questions here.
Have you ever been sent home from a peep show in disgrace?
Yeah.
No, I've not.
Either as a viewer or a participant.
Sure.
Sure. Yeah,
the
man.
Boys are talking here. Tell me about the peep shows.
This is Alan Blump you're talking to.
I've only seen the peep show. I've not seen... I've not been.
So what do you call the peep show?
The best of the best, the peep show.
Yeah, no, I mean, no.
The rest are not even worth considering, sir.
Right. Right.
Tell me about the peep show, please.
It's annoying because I'm not, I'm just being myself. I've not been to a peep show.
What do you mean you're being yourself?
You seem so riled up and angry.
The cameras are here, sir.
I feel like I should be,
Tell me about the sex show.
I've not been to any sex shows yet.
Why are you? Sure. Were you nervous the first time humping in front of masses?
Yeah, I was. Oh, wait, so I'm performing.
Oh,
you tell us.
What
did you witness?
Seeing as you're so all absolutely adamant that I have been to a
Who's adamant?
Hey, he'll be on next week.
He could be on this week. It was meant to be Dunkin' Biscuits, but he was a no-show.
Ah,
he died in the crossing from the bridge to the water.
Oh, is that a Libyan man?
Yeah.
A woman?
Man.
Libyan or woman?
Libyan man or woman?
Oh, right, sorry.
Libyan, great new ghost.
Sorry, Ryan. We keep interrupting, don't we?
Peep shows.
You were telling us about the peep show that you attended?
Or either watched or...
I think starred in.
Starred in.
Oh, sure. Nice.
Starred in.
Yeah.
He says.
The star of the show.
Yeah. Big Peep Show.
The Peep Show.
1 a.m. slots.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is not the only slot you had, is it, you cheeky
guest?
Right,
well, I'll get to that.
Oh, sorry.
I'll look forward to that.
What a great storyteller, I'll give him that.
I won't go into loads of details.
No, we want
we
the
want
nitty
all the I love to.
So it's,
I need to know what I'm getting into.
Okay,
right.
Ryan, picture the scene.
Yeah.
It's 1 o'clock. Yeah. I've popped my euro in.
Right.
Into where? Yeah. You know, it's 1 euro, well.
Yeah.
The screen comes down.
Yeah.
What am I seeing?
You'll just see me.
Start off,
I'm there in a G-string.
I've not died yet.
I tell you what, the screen will be coming down. I'll be going, oh, it's just forehead for ages. Who's the next to him?
More euros.
Who even are you?
Alan,
what,
Love,
Alan, you've been warned once.
I'm sorry.
What the fuck, man? Sorry.
Yeah, you, not even leave or come back and make up some ridiculous story about how I got fisted at a peep show.
Okay, sure. You got fisted?
Now we get to the crux of the issue.
That's why you didn't want to.
Well, I don't want to
slap my ass around about 20 minutes and then stuck their fists up my bum. Is that what you want to hear? Is that what you want to hear?
The old Amsterdam handshake. That's more
I
like
came
it.
So quickly.
Oh, I don't want to even picture that.
Fucking hell.
I'll tell you what, that's not a line of work for Alan Blump. You know,
no.
I can't be getting involved in that stuff being used like a hand puppet.
You're out here building bridges.
This is it, mate. With the Libyans, right? I have to build another one for that.
Yeah.
From Libya to Amsterdam.
Oh, gosh, no. They won't take kindly to seeing him, you know, punch a Judy over there. Know what I mean?
That's the way to do it.
Oh, no, that's class. That's class, mate.
Right. Oh.
It's not funny before, but now you say that, it's like, so I'm just pitched.
I haven't been to a peep show.
Just starting one. We get that.
Is that who edits this podcast? Oh yeah, cut that out.
Which is Ryan. Well, it's been great to get to know you.
Yeah. Hey, you guys. Thanks for teaching me about a possible career path that I'm not going to go down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And take another path.
Thanks for just coming on and getting involved and asking questions.
Yeah. It's great to do so, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's great to experience other people's lives, learn and grow like that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey.
Nice one, Alan.
Cheers, guys.
Actual friend of the podcast.
Real friend. Your career is a bright one.
Yeah. I actually quite liked him.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Some apple there. Alan left it for you.
Yeah, he said you need it.
He shouldn't have done because you were horrible to him.
Yeah.
But.
Hey, look, he's always.
That's the kind of man he is.
He's always building bridges.
Building bridges.
Ryan's burning them down, but he's built a new one. He said, there you go, have that apple. You're right, Stephen, mate.
Hey, neighbour.
Just bumped into a guy.
Yeah.
He seemed quite nice.
He did, yeah.
We had a little chat. I said, hey, put it there. And he threw up. Yeah. So, yeah, fist
oh,
me.
Oh, you're kidding.
Weird,
it's one of those things, you know.
It's now time for Ryan Satisfying.
Oh.
Hello there. My name is Ryan Locke.
Send him off. Send the dressing gates off. Get him off the field. That was diabolical. Get him off the field. That's just typical what it is. Get him walking.
Thank you. Welcome to Ryan Satisfying. So these are some things that I find really satisfying.
Yeah, man.
Number one, touching a marshmallow. When you get a marshmallow out of a packet and it's all like soft and that's weird. Do you not think it's quite satisfying?
Hey! Got a little bug.
Joe, can I tell you about...
It took me a good hour to do my segment well.
Last night, Zoe picked up a snack and it was marshmallows covered in dark chocolate.
Mm.
And no, they weren't good. You'd
really?
Think they were. They
Ooh,
were. They were just too sweet.
No.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Really disappointing. I ate them all. Really disappointing.
Is Ryan satisfying?
Surely it would be satisfying Ryan.
It's a Stephen Trash podcast.
Good point.
This is at home. Ryan's got a single tear on his head.
Imagine listening to this at your home.
Oh, yeah.
Just on your own in the big house.
You want to piss off a neighbour or something?
You didn't like the marshmallow. But
yeah, no, sorry. I was just giving an example of a chocolate-covered one.
No, do you know what?
You didn't even fight for it. It was so quick. That was...
my favourite marshmallows are the white ones, and I'll have to just...
Oh, of course they are!
Whatever.
Go outside and kick some plum pots.
When we accuse you of racism, don't just go, whatever. Fucking hell, Ryan.
I am what I am.
I just think it's really satisfying.
Are there any other foods you like the feel of?
Couple of melons. Mangoes.
Food-related one. I was going to say peach.
Just a big cucumber.
Fat
Tell
old
me more about how your mum pickles cucumbers.
I was going to say peeling a carrot is really satisfying.
That's not pickle.
I'll move
That's
on
yeast, mum.
Watching someone cut the grass.
I know what you mean. It's like a snitch, and they're getting stabbed.
Yes,
snitching.
Yes,
it's satisfying in a way.
Cut that grass, mate. Yeah.
Have you ever snitched?
Definitely. Yes, you've snitched on me
and your brother. I learned a very valuable lesson that day. So it was in primary school. I can't remember what happened, but
you little nerd boy, weren't you?
Gimpy
little nerd boy.
Yeah.
They asked me who it was, and I said that it was me and my mates.
You didn't say it was you, did you?
You snitched on yourself.
But no, I was there. Like I owned up. We were a collective. But anyway, and then they said that they had to punch me in the balls for. I ran to the car because they were all going to punch me in the balls. My dad said that I had to get out there and take the punch. He said, you cannot snitch on your mates.
Get out there, boy, and let me film it.
Very valuable.
Get him.
You'll be kissing better, son.
Save one for me. Pound his cock as well. Step on it, one of you. Put on my high heels and step on it. Is there any more?
There was one more, but it's...
Oh, go on.
Just that first hit of fresh air of the day.
It's beautiful, right?
Yeah.
It's now time for...
You luck.
Tim Rooney.
Rooney! You're in for a treat today, Rooney, boys and girls. So basically, there was a guy... we had a festival at the studio the other week.
Cheers for the invite, you know what I mean?
I
love a festival.
I was working.
He was playing.
It was Sounds from the Other City, so there's loads of different
people. I love that.
Which city?
Salford.
Love that.
Yeah?
I love the Salford sounds. Good.
Yeah, so it was all like kind of venues and like the Pint Pot and stuff and around there, and our place was one of them.
The Pint Pot?
Yeah.
Nice.
Anyway.
That was Tommy.
Oh, yeah?
All right, okay.
So basically, he reviewed the studio 3 stars and said, great venue, but I couldn't see the act. And then posted a great picture of the act on the stage.
Cutting. Yeah, 3 stars is harsh for him.
I read his reviews, and this guy reviews absolutely everything in his life.
As if he's done your beep show that I've heard about.
Yeah. So I just found it really funny to read through, you know, the...
3 stars. I could see the guy perfectly.
Venue shit, but I can see them.
Johnson.
It's when it
does exactly what it said on the tin, and he gives it like 3 stars. The Adidas outlet store in Stockport. It sells Adidas at discount prices. 3 stars.
What? What does he want?
What does I know?
Is this out of 5?
Out of 5, yeah.
Right, okay. Why is he reviewing this?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Premier Inn Birmingham. It's basic and a Premier Inn. 3 stars is what you expect. There is nothing more.
Jesus
The
Christ.
Beacon in Birmingham. It's basic and a Harvester. 3 stars is what you expect. There is nothing more.
Can I just say, he's rating it 3 stars.
I know.
Which you need negatives to that.
Yeah.
When you're getting what you expect, surely that's 5 stars, at least a 4.
Yeah. I always go in thinking 5 stars.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when things go wrong, then you maybe come down a star.
It's a 5-star if it's got good beer for him. That was the theme.
Well, 3-star is what the hotel maybe gets rated overall compared to every hotel. Not compared to Premier Inns, you moron.
3 stars for the Marriott too. It's just a Marriott hotel like all the rest.
I mean, say you've been hurt in life without saying you've been hurt in life.
And then there's some other really shitty 3 stars one. So 3-star one. So the Crown in Stockport. Not a great beer selection, and sports bars aren't really my thing. However, it was spotless, clean, nicely decorated, and the entertainment was fabulous. 3 stars.
Everything was amazing.
God. Has he ever given a 5?
The Old Bakehouse in Arnside. If you love a pie, please do not pass this place. They also offer frozen takeout so you can stock your freezer. I had a bacon and egg sandwich. Beautiful bacon and lots of it.
Unfortunately, it was frozen.
He gave Debenhams in Stockport 5 stars just before it closed down and wrote, so sad. Also at the Sainsbury's in Stockport, so upset it's closing, 5 stars.
Oh God.
Four stars for the O2 Apollo. Gigs.
It is mad how these people will go to anywhere. Yeah. And in their, yeah, and through their mind, they're thinking, oh, I need to review this place. Have you ever had a one star?
There are some one stars in there. The Heaton in Didsbury got 2 stars. Dreadful sports bar. Good if you like football.
Good if you like the most popular sport.
And the National Gallery of Ireland got 3 stars. It's okay if you're interested in old paintings.
I want to know what time he went to this sports bar. 3 p.m. on a Saturday. Yeah. Not much golf here.
He does it when he's there. Or he writes,
I think so. I think everywhere he goes. I mean, and I've got 2 more. And this second last one just shows how he must look for everything on Google. And if it's landmarked, he feels the need to review it. So this 3 stars for the Eric Morecambe statue. Still unsure how you rate a statue. And the last one was the Gateway Wetherspoons in Didsbury. 2 stars. Good beer. Smells of chips.
Smells of chips. The beer smells of chips, or the place.
Just the place. Place. It has to be the place.
I love that.
There's no place that wouldn't be made better with the lovely smell of chips.
You also give someone 5 stars off word of mouth. You give a restaurant 5 stars. I've been told it's the best lasagna ever.
Can't wait to try it. That's for a frozen one.
That was a great. Oh, yeah. Well done,
yeah, if he has a partner, I'd be amazed. I feel like that's why he goes into these hotels. In his head, he's going to meet someone, take them back to his room.
Yeah, to be fair, he's going to a lot of places.
Yeah. Well done.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah. It's now time for Put It to the Max.
Put it to the max.
Put it to the max.
To the max.
Put it to the max.
My Louboutins, me Yeezys, my open-toed sandals. Percy has spewed on them all. I'm still pulling his Sunday dinner out, me toenails. I can't be fucking dealing with his Sunday spews anymore. If it was up to me, we'd pull the plug already. But apparently, as his living nurse, I'm not allowed. How do I make this man stop being sick? The doctors don't know. Oh no, not on me Nike Predators.
Nike Predators. I didn't know they made them. It's traditionally Adidas made Predators.
Maybe they're more
generic. Nike have made shoes for Predators. That's nice.
Oh, he's been to cheat me, hasn't he?
They barely make a noise when you walk. Nike Predators, just do it. Just do it.
Just do it, man.
Fuck it.
What was the problem? So he's a living nurse who seems a sick man.
Tricky problem. Yeah, I've not really experienced this.
Like, buy some work shoes. Buy some shitty, like steel, like you know, kind of like ones that you'd wear in like a bakery or something. Like just leather or fake leather or whatever.
Easy in the bakery though.
But just that you can clean and wipe off.
But if you're on your feet a lot, you know, maybe this person expresses themselves through the footwear. And this is how they feel good at the job, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
But you're doing a rewarding job looking after someone sick, nursing them through the...
Is it rewarding, though? Yeah. Is the pay rewarding? Is the person, they just go... on the shoes?
Surely it'd be more rewarding if you're wearing a lovely pair of Yeezys.
That's it, man. Yeah. That's it.
But as a nurse, surely...
You know, are you a nurse? Sorry, whoa.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
You're a nurse.
I assume...
Wow, okay.
Oh my god.
We're in the danger zone here.
Surely.
Be very careful.
Into this, mate?
Tread carefully.
A nurse or carer dealing with vomit, dealing with poo and other excrement.
Why did you look at Max when you say poo?
Oh! Are you kidding? You smell like shit.
First the man. Don't lean into it, mate.
You're ready, Jake.
You're meant to be on my side.
You're meant to be. I'm all for banter, and to be fair, he played that off well.
No, I
smell a bit pooey.
No, I don't. My bum is fresh. Real fresh.
That's just. I think you smell the chips.
Thank you.
3 stars.
I can't believe this has turned on me. I'm cute.
Shut up, me Nike Predators. Excuse me, Cash Kings. Me crepes are bloody fucking fucked. It's tricky. Real tricky issue here.
Tricky.
Did I even get my point across? Probably not.
You called me staring.
You said yeah, as a nurse, and then
as a nurse, Max stinks of shit.
You impersonated a nurse, then insulted Max.
Expected to deal with these issues.
Should you?
Wow.
So. Should you have your own personal items thrown up on?
Sure. First time. Oh, okay. That's a bit annoying, but you know.
You kidding fine. Me? If you threw your glasses on the floor at your mum over what was it?
Cramp.
Yeah. A bit of cramp, and you want to tell? You want to get these cramp? These
you're saying that this dying sick person should know better and should be more respectful of other people's property.
You're saying this nurse should just accept what life throws at her.
You're also saying, whilst us three are out there at 7 o'clock every night clapping for our nurses, that you're out there going, oh, wear some fucking proper shoes.
Yeah, you chose this career path.
Yeah.
They did, but for good reasons.
They're out there noble saving reasons. Lives.
They deserve to be rewarded. They have to pay for their own pissing parking.
If this person is constantly throwing up...
Oh, don't get angry.
Sorry, if this person is consistently throwing up on their shoes, surely they would know that they should probably not wear
shoes. Oh, because they're stupid now, are they?
I've raised the point that maybe they like wearing shoes. That's how they express themselves.
Yeah. I wish our hospitals looked like the Met Gala.
Yeah.
Is that something bad to want?
No, you're not wrong.
You can love work, but it can still be tough.
It can still be fashionable.
Yeah. You're right. You know what? I'm sorry to any nurses that I might have insulted. It's not...
What would you say to them?
Sorry. You can wear whatever shoes you want, and if people vomit on it and you don't care, roll on.
What if they do care?
Well, they do
roll
care.
On.
Change your shoes then.
Ooh. Wow. You're not even interested in trying to figure out a solution.
I may smell a shit with your attitude and shit.
Solution, I guess you could put like plastic covers on your shoes.
There we go.
Hey, that's something. Bags, yeah. Put your shoes in some carrier bags and wear
them. Great question for this podcast. What would be the coolest carrier bags to stick on your shoes?
M&S.
They're a solid material, the bags they have there. Pretty sturdy.
Like a JD drawstring bag.
Yeah, because you can loosen that. Yeah. That's great.
That's good. That's cool.
It's the sandwich bag.
I'm going to go with Heron Foods.
Nice, yeah. They're good.
Or maybe a little, like a weed bag on each toe. Feel some nature. Yeah. Let's start with the final question.
It's the final
question. What ruins your day instantly?
Being tired. Having a bad night's sleep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, a stiff neck.
Yeah.
I know it wrong.
Yeah. Try not to let it ruin my day. But it's hard sometimes.
Do you ever wake up ill? You weren't ill the night before and then you have to ill.
If I've eaten a lot the day before, the next day I'm like, oh, energy's gone.
You just want to lie in bed and do some booze.
Do some what? Some booze.
Booze.
Why do I want to lie in bed and do some booze? It's one of those days.
Just a Twitch stream. You're in the distance.
Any questions?
Today we're going to speed run my ass. Let's start the clock, boys.
I put here pissing the bed. I don't do it. I haven't done it for years, to be fair.
Yeah.
You woke up and you'd piss the bed. Ugh.
My madness, isn't it?
I did wet the bed not like within the past year. I remember it. So in my dream I was on a little wee and then I was like, oh no, Stephen's had a real wee.
I've done that, but we've come.
This might be the worst thing I've ever said.
I mean we can take that out of context so easily now. Can I tell you about the time that I threw some yoghurt on my sibling?
I've done that, but we've come.
Ryan, that's fucking foul, mate. That's fucking foul.
I remember on Halloween when we went and egged our teacher's house.
I've done that, but we've come.
I remember when I turned 18, me and my dad had a shot of whiskey.
I've done that, but we've come.
Actually,
I used to collect Pokemon cards.
I've done that, but we've come.
God damn it!
Do you think it's cliche to buy your girlfriend flowers? Oh, wow. That was good.
Might as well end the podcast.
I don't know what else you can do after that. Anyway, I've been joined by Ryan Locke.
Ryan!
Tom Looney.
Looney!
Thanks for having me. Pleasure.
And great to be back. Max Smith.
Thank you very much, everyone. Smithy!
Yeah. Fuck's sake.
Shut the chair.
No.
You don't want to say this.
Stay safe, stay humble. Ciao.